Morning.
We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So, to start, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm finally very satisfied.
And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is democracy.
Very important.
So from 0 to 10, would you say 10?
10. Clearly 10.
Next, racism and discrimination.
Oh, well, they kind of go hand in hand to me with democracy and avoiding racism and discrimination, so that would be a 10 too.
Next, criminal justice reform.
I'm trying to stabilize the system is most important, so I would say an 8.
Next, climate change.
That would be a 9.
Healthcare.
That would be a 9.
Inflation and the cost of living.
That would be a 10.
K-12 education.
Oh, that would be a 10.
Reproductive freedom.
Given the state that I'm in. What was that? Reproductive freedom? That would be a 12. It would be a 10 plus.
Next, abortion rights.
That would be a 15 plus.
Got it. Next, crime and violence.
That, to me, is stabilized. I would say that would be an 8.
Jobs and wages.
I would say, again, stabilized, I would say more of a 7.
Student loan debt.
Never had any, but that would be, I think my son did, and so I would make that a 9.
Immigration?
That would be a 10.
And voting rights?
That would be like a 20 plus. I'm really angry beyond belief at all of these suppression tactics that are being used in every state, including this one. I am living in Tennessee, and they did this tricky, weird little thing with breaking apart the primary so that one primary was voting for the president and, like, a local alderman, and then the next primary was voting for that we just had August 1st, which no one knew, and was voting for the senator and some of the other local state representatives. Crazy, because they did the same thing in Maryland. I mean, when I lived in Georgia, and I watched in Georgia them have an experience for our particular thing, my particular district, the person won by 1,262 votes. No one even knew that an election was occurring. It was crazy.
Okay. So that
is the most irritating thing on the face of the earth right now.
Got it. Okay, so to continue with the survey, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
It's a 10. I have not missed one election, no matter which state I have been in, since the time when I got my first opportunity to vote at 18, and it's a 10.
Got it. And what is your age?
I am now 66.
Oh, no, your race, like white, black, Asian.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said race.
Yes.
I'm black.
Thank you. And are you registered, just to make sure, because I need to ask, are you registered to vote like many other people? Are you not registered?
Oh, I'm registered. Like I said, I have never, no matter which state I've lived in, 14 different states, and every state, the first thing I do is get a driver's license. Second is get my voter's card updated.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Oh, I'm a female.
And what is the year of your birth?
57.
Thank you. Just a moment.
And boy, I hope you're not like a crook calling from like some foreign country about to do something to my...
No, don't worry. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Juris doctorate.
Say that again?
Juris doctorate.
Oh, okay, thank you. Just a moment. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Oh, I know. It's a 10. I know my vote has power.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
You. And please rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Brad Raffensperger from 0 to 10.
Four.
Next, J.D. Vance.
0.
Next, John Ossoff.
That would be a 10.
Next, Brian Kemp.
3.
Next, Raphael Warnock.
10.
Next, Andrea Deakins.
You said Andrea Deakins?
No, just Andrea Deakins.
Oh, okay. 10.
Mm-hmm. And Team Walls.
Team Walls?
Yes, W-A-L-Z.
Oh, okay. 10.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or you're undecided?
I'm not undecided. Kamala Harris, she's a sorority sister, and that's by, you know, I'd vote for her. You can put me down for 100, not 10.
Thank you. And now it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Blue, straight up and down.
Just to make sure, Republican or Democratic?
Democratic.
Thank you, Arif. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
You're saying for in a 2020 election?
Yeah, general election for president. Yeah.
Oh, Biden.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Oh, much better. I lost 22 people due to the mismanagement of COVID. 22 people among my friends. 22. One including my sweetheart. I mean, much better. Biden rescued us, for sure.
Okay. And some people say no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes all the difference, especially this election, because it's going to determine whether we have a democracy or whether we have an autocracy. So it makes all the difference. And I think voting for Biden in 20 shows you he stabilized the economy. He stabilized the border. He put things in order all up and down, all of the throughout the administration. And look at what he's done for being able to help people who were still paying for student loans 10 years plus to give them forgiveness. Oh, best use of my tax dollar ever.
Okay. So voting makes a big difference. So below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, or 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented a progress, 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Oh, bless their hearts. I would say they get a 10. They tried.
7?
No, I said 10.
Oh,
they
10,
tried
sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Next, COVID-19 recovery.
Project 19 recovery?
COVID-19.
I'm sorry.
Like the pandemic. COVID-19. Recovery.
Oh, okay. That would be like a 9.
Next, black voters.
10.
Next, Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
15, 10.
Next, Vice President Harris.
100, 10 plus.
And next, your local mayor.
I'd say 5.
Thank you. And below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
I'll say 5.
Next, because we protested together, this administration has banned knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes law were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
Next, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever, over $260 million to 8 Georgia schools, with help required to direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
10.
And because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Very positive. 10.
And finally, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. 10.
And thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that you feel your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10 plus.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all. 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay, I hear that question differently this time, so 10.
And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
And do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or straight, or 2, lesbian or gay, or 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Oh, I'm straight.
And are you currently married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
No, my partner died because of COVID mismanagement.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
I am not.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself as strong or not as strong Democrat?
Oh, I'm a strong Democrat, for sure.
And how would you describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't want to answer that question.
Okay. The less answer will be less than $24,000. Is that okay if I put that one?
You can put whatever you want. I'm not answering that question.
To you, that's fine? Less than $24,000? There's an option to me to put, like, refuse or something like that.
I'm not answering the question, period. I'm not answering anything about that.
But it's okay for you if I put that answer, even if it's not.
It doesn't matter to me what you put. I'm not answering the question.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for your participation. I do appreciate it a lot, and thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.